So good morning, all. It's really fabulous to be here today. The first thing I'm going to do is get a little bit more comfortable. I would have worn shorts, but I thought that might be going a little too far. Although, that's probably who I really am. So our message today, it's going to be very simple, and it's what's on your canvas. And that's really one of the reasons I love Unity, because Unity is simple. It is so simple that it's almost unbelievable. Do you know what I mean by that? Because if you really know the truth, it's calling us up to do a lot. Again, so what's on our canvas? These are the things we're going to talk about today. Basically, they're the five Unity principles. And they're kind of paraphrased. We've talked about them somewhat already today. But one presence and one power. I didn't talk about the part of and in my life because that's inherent because we're all one. So it's important to know your individualization, yet we're all one, so it exists always. And I don't remind myself about me because my real challenge in life is remembering about everyone I'm working with. Then we have all creation is divine. It says that the divinity of man, well, it's beyond man. Everything that is created is divine. The part that I had a hard time getting and wrapping my head around when I first came to Unity was that it is unlimited and inexhaustible. How many people believe it's unlimited and inexhaustible? I like that show of hands, but it's the truth. And when we practice that and keep it in mind in everything that we do, life unfolds. Does it always show up exactly like you planned it to? It hasn't for me. Yet, it always ends up better than I imagined. Better than I imagined. A little quick story about my experience in becoming a minister. I didn't find Unity until 1989, and I had a secretary that I worked with, and she invited me to come, and I'm a raised Catholic, so the traditions were different, and I've always been active in church. At the University of Missouri, I was the president of the parish council the first year that Catholics allowed laity to work with the clergy, and believe me, it was not always easy. Especially as a 19-year-old trying to facilitate this. But I'm glad that I walked that walk. I studied on my own and learned a lot and was always open to metaphysical thought, like many Jesuits are, certain parts of the Catholic faith are. So we moved then into, I want to be a minister? No. I just wanted to work with the youth because in my life, in the Catholic upbringing, I was really fed by a youth group called Search. It lasted for 2.5 years, which is the time that I was going through the process. And then the bishop said, "You all are too radical and you can't continue." But I saw in YOU this opportunity to give that back to the young people of Unity. And to me, it was such a blessing. So I was called to do that. I left my job in the accounting profession, and I started working at Unity of Dallas and in their business department. Everyone always wants me to do business because that's what I'm trained in, and it seems like that's what I'm good at. Although I think I can be good at many things. So I do that, I become a licensed teacher, and I'm clear it's time for me to be a minister. So my wife of now 41 years, she decides that when our daughter's a freshman in high school, she's going to go to medical school. And I supported her in that, absolutely. And my wife is brilliant. And she made that transition easily. So she moved to Kansas City to go to med school because I knew I was going to get into the program at Unity Institute. Well, guess what happened? I didn't once, I didn't twice. And the reason is, At that time, there was not an awareness that youth ministry was really ministry from the people who were in leadership. And I didn't care what they told me to do. I know where my passion was. And for me, when we're looking at our canvas, we need to know what's our passion. It was blank. We went through that process, and I became the regional consultant. I loved that work. But when I hit 50, it was time for me to stop it. So I went into work for Unity of Fort Worth, and I went into the field licensing program where I did become ordained. And the very first thing I did was go to Donna Johnson, who'll be speaking next weekend here, and she asked me to be the CFO. And guess what my answer was? It was no. I was 100% clear that that was not mine to do. But she's brilliant. And she goes, well, how about COO, CFO? So again, I said I would pray about that, and it was not the ministry I expected, but it's the ministry I now work with. This is one of my favorite Bible quotes. And the reason, and you can read it, we're not going to read it all, but I want to look at the highlighted pieces here. This is where the Lord is saying there's going to be a new covenant. It's Jeremiah 31 through 34. And I will write it on their hearts. So the covenant with God is written on each of our hearts. And then there's a reminder, no longer shall they teach one another to say to each other, know the Lord, for they all will know me. And for me, that's so critical, because we each have everything we need when we allow ourselves to remember, and we have the courage to claim it. It is a courageous opportunity and calling to be in this faith tradition. Because to be everything that you're called and asked to be, you have to say yes. And you have to know that it's unlimited and inexhaustible. Every bit of everything that comes to you is there now. It is always there. Another thing to remember is, for the least of them to the greatest, they'll know, for I will forgive their inequity and I will remember their sin no more. Now, we could have several talks just on those lines, because we know in Unity it's missing the mark. But the bottom line is, it doesn't, if we don't feel that we're ready, it's okay. And I invite you to be courageous. Courageous. Because we want you to paint the masterpieces of your life. This is a Charles Fillmore quote. We basically have already covered it in the openings today. That there's one divine mind, and that mind is available to all of us at all times. If you know that, anything is possible. So what affects your canvas? Anyone have anything to say about what affects their canvas? I do like to interact with the congregation. If you're not cool with that, that's fine. Did you say travel?
Traffic.
You know, that's a good one. We'll get into some of that. Family? Isn't that interesting? I also like art, so that's part of the reason why we're doing this canvas. But I want us to all remember, it's a blank slate, and we're in charge of what we're creating. And one of the great things about painting is, if you really don't like it, you can white it all out and start over. It's that simple. You have the power to do that. Each and every one of us has that power. Who believes that? Okay, who practices that? All right, you know, we're good. We're working it. Sometimes it can be us. You know, it could be that part of us that's extremely confident. That can be wonderful. And it can be that part of us that just doesn't want to be courageous. Another Fillmore quote, man is the outpicturing of the infinite and creative mind, and all the capacity of this great mind is his inheritance. It goes back to Jeremiah. Everything is available to us all the time. There isn't one moment that it's not. when we believe it isn't, who's responsible for that? I am, we are, correct. And that isn't about judgment. It's about living in the truth and the knowledge of knowing that it's always there, no matter what's going on, any moment, whether you're in a ministerial search, whether you're building a new building, whether your work is not going well, your relationships, you're in charge 100% all of the time. So I ask you to really know, believe that, and practice it. It can be about music. Anything can affect our canvas. It can be about practice. And for me, unity is very much about practice. What am I practicing? I see that you have the chakras on your own wall. But it's, are we mindful all the time about everything we do? And I would have to honestly say I'm not, but I really try to work on it so that I become aware when I'm not more quickly. Again, it's an opportunity for us to say yes. It's an opportunity for us to take a step we didn't think we could handle. Because the truth is, there are no steps we can't handle. None. Not a possibility whatsoever. So I invite you into a practice. There is no right way to practice, except to practice and remember. So again, that we come to the law of mind action, which is really one of my favorite principles. I don't know if you call it that here, because I know Ellen uses different terminologies for the 12 or for the five principles that I learned. But the law of mind action, thoughts held in mind produce after their kind. And what really is important to remember here is that the universe is there to serve us. And so whatever we put our focus on, that's what it's going to deliver, because that's what it believes we're asking for. Do you understand what that means to us? So if we put our mind on something less than, the less than is coming because the universe is trying to supply us with our intention. So it's extremely important to stay mindful for where we are. It isn't about good or bad. The universe is just there to serve. And we're the ones that are the catalysts for calling forth to us those areas in our life that we can create with. So sometimes things can be very colorful, serene, peaceful, feels very nice. But we can also move into this consciousness of despair as individuals. And it happens. And like I said, I practice to remember when I start to move into that space. Because there isn't anything wrong with it, but for myself, it's not my highest and best choice. Sometimes we get stuck in the busyness of life. We do so much that we really don't take time to know who we are and what we're doing. And again, there's nothing wrong with it, but is it serving you at the level that you're asking to be served? And if there's a fear there, there is no fear in the universe that spirit is not there to help you move through. And not only through spirit, but each one of the individuals that you're working with, they're there to hear us, they're here to support us. Whether it's prayer chaplains, whether it's your minister, whether it's your neighbor, whether it's your partner, have the courage to speak what's on your heart at all times. Imagine, I love the song Imagine, and you all did a great job with music. I want to really appreciate that, because we didn't really talk that much and everything just fit right there with what we're doing. That's spirit in action. So again, the I am within us. Remember, Emily Cady says, one of my favorite statements in Lessons in Truth is, what do you put with your I am? Because that's the heart of us. That's the heart of our nature. So be mindful, be conscious of what you're putting with the I am statement. Because it's the truth of who you are. And we are all perfect creations of the divine. Each and every one of us. I probably put this up here just because I like Michelangelo's ceiling at the Sistine Chapel, but it took him years and years to create this. But on our canvas, what could you create? What are you holding back, if anything, in your life that you just haven't been willing to say yes to yet? If something's there, I invite you to step into it. Fully step into it. Because remember, again, we are being supported in whatever choices we're making. There are no wrong outcomes. There's only the process of getting to where we're going to go, what we're being asked to do, how we're being asked to show up. It's hard to wrap your head around as a human, but it's the truth. And this, I don't know if we can see it well, but that's Jackson Pollock's number 31. And some people see it as chaos when you first put it together. You know, how do we feel about chaos in the world? For me, chaos is only creation. What's the possibility? I love abstract art because what can I see within the picture that maybe no one else does? What's calling to me? What's reminding me of the possibilities? Because possibilities are unlimited and inexhaustible also. So prayer, which is the fourth principle, this is Charles Finley, our prayer without desire, a prayer without intention, without sincerity, a prayer without soul, is a prayer without spirit is fruitless. So when we get into just rote prayer, believing we need to ask, one of my favorite things by Myrtle in her book, Healing Letters, was when she reminded people, if you keep bringing back the same issue week after week after week, you're not getting it. Because the work is within you. And I mean, she was honest and blunt. You know, I love you where you are, but it's time for you to find a different way forward. And so for me, prayer is about life, and prayer is breath. There is power in prayer between individuals. There's power in prayer alone. But I would invite each of us to come to a practice of everything you do is prayer. Breath is prayer. Speech is prayer. Sleep can be prayer. When we're conscious and we're aware, every single thing we do is intentional and it's prayer. And I want everyone to know that just because it's prayer doesn't mean it has to be solemn. It can be joyous and celebratory and fabulous. So I want the excitement to be there. This is just, do we like to work with others? This is a Fons Chaldon, where he always puts other masters of art in his own paintings. And I think it's important to trust others and to work with others. Because remember, as I said in the beginning, it's about who are we? We are each the divine mind. Use the resources that we have available. We don't all manifest the gifts at the same level of expertise. So find the tools that support you in your wishes. So is it surrealism? I don't know. Could be, but I love surrealism. So are you willing to paint the canvas of who you're called to be? I invite us to step into that with joy and excitement and celebration, because that's why we're here. We're not here to hide ourselves under the bushel. We're here to step out and celebrate the fact that we are divine creations. And fundamentally, not only that, we are good. Because that's all there is. There is only good. There's only life. There's only light. So please, again, be aware of the principles that we're using. Be aware of the canvas that you're painting. I love the canvas, and I love the universe. So that's the yin-yang of the universe. And so I go to the Buddhist thought of the polarity of nothingness, because it includes everything and nothing. It's all in the same truth, and that's where it comes from an unlimited and inexhaustible source. So we've talked about there's only one presence and power in the universe. Are you choosing to use it? It can't run out. It can't run out. It's impossible to run out. So you can't do it. You can't use the excuse that I can't do this because it's going to take from someone else. You're divine. Know that it's true. Don't even just believe it. Know it. It's true. You're divine and everyone around you is divine. The law of mind action. Be mindful. Be mindful of where your consciousness is. Life is prayer. Make it a practice in everything that you do to be aware that life is prayer. And it's your life. Live it with intention. Live it with joy and celebration and excitement to be all that you are meant to be. So now let's take a moment and come to our breath. And as we come to our breath, we allow ourselves to ground into Mother Earth, for she is there to stabilize us and support us in all that we do. We allow ourselves to be completely filled with the good of that life-giving breath. We allow ourselves to move to that sacred place where the stillness allows us to hear the wisdom of spirit. And we move into that place with the intention of saying yes. Yes to creating my canvas. Yes to today's daily word of world peace. Yes to being the dreamer from the song Imagination. There is nothing in the universe that can stop us except ourselves. So I invite us to be gentle with ourselves as we receive the message of truth, the message of creation. We open our heart and our mind to the possibility, and we allow spirit to sit with us in the silence. so I invite us now to bring back whatever has been received. Know that we carry this with us with the courage, the wisdom, the joy that Spirit intends for us. A nugget from my listening was a reminder to me that it's mine to stay focused on me, to hold space for others and their journey, to offer wisdom, yet allow whatever choices are made, for each of us is the divine. Each of us is a reflection of perfection. I invite us to wrap this nugget, whatever your nugget was, to keep it close to your heart, to be open to allow your mind to work with the possibility of taking that blank canvas and creating whatever you're being called to create. May your journey be one of excitement, of possibility, of happiness, of support. For it is through divine love all things are made possible. Invite us to fully become present to this current time and space as we say thank you for all that has been received. And so it is. Amen.